Hello and welcome to the Kimball Podcast, a part of Leading the Kimball Way. This podcast is dedicated to providing helpful insights from some of the industry's best and most respected leaders in the human capital space. I'm your host, Erica Ritchie, the Chief Client Officer at Audrey McGuckin Talent Solutions, and today I'm thrilled that we are joined by our CEO, Audrey McGuckin, and by Carrie Bongard. Carrie was previously with Assurant as a Senior Vice President of Global Talent Management and Development. Carrie, we're so glad to have you today.
Thanks, Erica.
Awesome. Well, Audrey, can you kick us off and share a little bit with our listeners of how you met Carrie and how you began this work together?
Thanks, Erica. And, you know, I think our listeners know, and people have really heard me talking about how I really believe in serendipity and really how the universe delivers to you just what you need at the moment you need it. And so Carrie and I were introduced when I was curating a digital transformation seminar in San Jose. And we were really looking for top people across industries that had an informed point of view and a future point of view on what it was going to take for organizations to be digital ready. And, you know, that was around digital acumen, technology, and people. And Bill Muir, who was the COO at the time in Jabil, said, you know, I think you should reach out to Carrie at Assurant. I think she could be a great addition to the lineup. Carrie and I met in San Jose that evening. She joined the session and it was really, you know, phenomenal. We had the IBM crowd were there. We had some folks from Deloitte. And in fact, and the story that goes alongside this is that's the first time I really met the conference board. Andrew Bell from the conference board was also in the session. So Carrie and I met each other and we shared very, very similar philosophies around people and talent and impact. And we've just loved each other's company ever since.
I love that. What a good story. And it's amazing how our careers can bring people together and really create space, and something that maybe felt like it could have been a moment in time can really create something that becomes so much bigger than that. And I love when that happens.
I know.
So I think that is often our story, Audrey. So anytime somebody else jumps into that, I'm all about it. So Carrie, often when we have people on our podcast, we like to ask them about their mission and their purpose and what they're passionate about. Carrie, would love to hear a little bit about what you're passionate about.
You know, when I think back on it from the very beginning of my career, one of the things that I have enjoyed the most and I think has been inspirational for me and inspirational for others is really helping people and leaders be more effective. And both it's personally and it's professionally. And when I see people kind of take an idea and take it further and what they can do with it, I love seeing that. And so it's one of the things that I've really focused on in my career. And so I think the topic that we're going to talk about today just fits beautifully within what I've been doing over the past couple of decades and what I really enjoy doing. Again, it's really helping people become even more effective.
That's awesome. Well, with that, why don't we jump right into it? You've alluded a little bit to our topic today, which is peer learning. So Carrie, can you just tell us a little bit more about what peer learning is, why now, and why is it important?
Well, in its simplest, peer learning is about learning from and with each other. And if you think about it, peer learning isn't really new. You know, think about apprenticeships, think about mentoring, think about us. How often do you make a purchase without first checking reviews on social media, right? So it is about helping people make good choices, helping people be more informed. And while this has been going on inside of organizations, both formally and informally, I think we're seeing it more now in that organizations are leveraging peer learning in a bit more structured way. You know, I think it says a lot about an organization's culture. It's saying that, you know, we really expect you to help others become more effective. We expect you to be learning from each other. And I think it really helps to accelerate outcomes, if you will. You know, it's not about doing things slower. It's about doing things faster. And when you really think about the kind of the conversations you might have with friends about, gee, I'm trying to solve a problem. Do you have any ideas that can help me? It helps you cut through the clutter. And the same thing can happen inside of organizations. Somebody who's been down in a particular experience before, maybe there's something, a lesson you don't have to learn the hard way. And somebody can help you get connected to an idea, another person. Again, somebody who can help you move faster to get things done more effectively. You know, and why is it important now? There's not a leader that I talk with who doesn't in some way, shape, or form say, I don't have enough time. I'm really busy. My team is really busy. And I know that I've got a lot that I need to get done. And so if through peer learning, we can help leaders get things done more quickly, give ideas to each other, take concepts from each other, and be able to get to those results more quickly, great. Let's do that.
No, I love that, Carrie. And, you know, I'm a huge advocate of peer learning because of a lot of the things that you've really shared with us. But one of the biggest things for me is I find that learning is much more sticky when it's contextualized. And the really amazing thing about peer learning is it's heavily contextualized because you're learning from others within your own context, and it's not abstract. You know, I remember the first time I got introduced to peer learning, it was, I don't know, maybe 10 or 12 years ago. We were working with Harvard Business School. We were designing a leadership experience for the executive team. And one of the exercises we included was peer learning. I worked with Jim Dowd, who's head of executive education at Harvard. And we designed the peer learning for these 50 leaders. And when we saw the evaluations, it was probably one of the most impactful learning experiences. We had 50 people on their feet. They were all talking to each other. Now we can't do this and of course leading the Kimball way and with the Kimball leaders, but we're going to replicate a platform and we're going to really support them through how to leverage peer learning as a really impactful way to move the needle.
Yeah, a couple of points I want to emphasize about what you said. Context is really important. And there are times when you are being asked to do something radically different that no one has ever done before, where you might need somebody who has done something incredibly different from what you've done. Then there are times where it makes sense for people to be down a similar path that you've been, yet bringing new perspective, new experiences from their past into the conversation. And so I think you're right. I think this is, you know, really a really great opportunity for our listeners. The other thing that I'd say about peer learning that you mentioned is there is a difference between working side by side with somebody and actually helping each other be more effective. And when I've been parts of groups and parts of teams who have made that shift, so it's not just working side by side as a member of a project team, but actually feeling like I have a responsibility to help you be more successful, to help you be more effective. And the same is true in the other direction. It changes the way the team operates. And I think it changes what the team can accomplish, both individually and collectively.
Yeah, no, I love that. And I think the other thing that it really does is it builds on that psychological safety net. So people are certainly much more vulnerable in these smaller peer learning groups. And then you create this collective, psychological safety net, which allows people to be even more forthright in what some of the problems are that they're facing, right? And where they need help. And I think that that's important.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think you're right. You know, it makes me think about another point about context, and that is an element of culture. Inside of organizations, there are typically sets of behaviors that you're looking to reinforce and reward. And that's another part of the context for these conversations that I think, you know, will be helpful for each other. You know, it's done in terms of what is the kind of culture that we're trying to strengthen? What are the behaviors that are important? And so it's both the what we're trying to accomplish and also the how we're working to accomplish it that are really important. And again, so I think that just makes me think about the word context.
Yeah, and then if we think about the Kimball context and leading the Kimball way, and we really think about, you know, this notion of building for the next 100 years, really growing the organization in different ways through different end markets and through acquisitions. And so that means that we're bringing on different leaders into the collective leadership team.
I think that that's great. As I think about the next generations too, you know, there's a part of peer learning where what's different maybe from traditional kind of mentoring, if you will, it tended to be a more senior person sort of mentoring, maybe someone earlier in their career. And one of the things I really love about peer learning and that I've seen over time is we really can learn something from pretty much anyone we come in contact with if we're open to that conversation. And so, you know, there might be somebody who is either older or younger than another person who they're matched with in terms of peer learning. There might be somebody who's newer to the organization or has been with the organization for quite some time. Maybe somebody has come up through a particular function or role and they've got great expertise there. Or maybe somebody has sort of moved across, you know, laterally in organizations. And I think what's really interesting about these conversations is all of those things actually create great conversation for learning and thinking about some new approaches and ways to move forward. And my guess is that absolutely exists within this group.
Well, that's great, guys. And I think that we talked a lot about what it is, why it's important, the context that it can take within this Kimball journey. And I kind of want to go that route a little bit. So Audrey, I would love to hear more about why you thought it was so important to include peer learning as a part of the Leading the Kimball Way journey.
You know, as we worked with Dawn, the CEO, and as we worked with Jessica and Mike as the sponsor, and we really thought about curating the journey and what did it look like. We really didn't want it to be traditional. And one of the reasons we didn't want to go down the traditional road is we know that there are some flaws in the way traditional learning is done. And we wanted it to be more transformational. And we wanted to create a level of discomfort. At the same time, we wanted to appeal to different learning styles. And so we have some face-to-face learning. We have some online learning. And we've pushed the online learning, to a new place, whereby we're going to really insist on video to make it more impactful. And then we have peer learning as well, and we're having these podcasts as well. So really we were trying to appeal to different learning styles and at the same time, really pick and select the learning methods that would have the most impact. Carrie, as our Chief Talent Officer and the work that you've done over a number of decades, and then this work that we're doing together, you know, I'd love to hear your perspective on impactful learning and just broadly how we can really get to that.
I think there's lots of different ways to learn. And if you think about sort of the more formal learning that a lot of us are used to, whether it is a training session or some sort of leadership development program, maybe it's a couple of days, as you've said, in person. And I think there's great learning to take there. I think what's really important is how do we take those concepts and actually apply them in a way that helps us get results, whether we're thinking about people on our team, people that we work with, or the business results. And so I think this peer learning can be a great way of helping to translate something that we might have learned in a more formal setting and make it really applicable to the kinds of problems, the challenges, and also the opportunities that are ahead of us, you know, to get some feedback in a relatively, you know, safe and sort of, very sort of casual environment, but also get that feedback and get some ideas that help us move more quickly to get those results. So I think it's a great sort of way to think about it can be the glue, if you will, between some of that more formal learning and actually getting business results done and accelerating that by having these kinds of conversations and, again, really helping each other become more effective in what we do.
One of the things that I also recognized and had context from Kimball around was that they were doing peer learning in other areas of the business, but it was more on a technical basis, right? So it would be around, you know, the operational side of the business. And so there's some really good muscle already that, excuse me, that exists in the organization. And really what we're doing is we're just leveraging that and using it in this leadership space.
I think that's great. And I think being able to leverage that muscle that's already been built in the organization is wonderful. And I think it often happens that it's like, you know, one skill set that we might have, you can kind of pivot it and use it in a different way, and it can be incredibly powerful. So I think it's great that that's already present inside the organization.
What I love to hear in all of this is that it was incredibly intentional. You didn't pick out of a hat what were the four or five different ways we were going to build this overall journey from beginning to end and designing Leading the Kimball Way. There was intentionality behind it as you worked with Dawn and Jessica to create a really impactful experience for the leaders that would be a part of this. And peer learning was specific. It was picked for a reason. There was an impact and a vision specifically in this work that you thought would bring the most value or more value than others that had been there or had that were considered. And I think that intentionality I wanted to call that out. That's what I was hearing from you, was that there's a reason and that you saw great potential and great impact that could come from these experiences that you're putting together for the team.
You know, as you say that, Erica, one of the things that I was thinking about is there is a time for each of the leaders to be really focused on what he or she has been asked to do. It's like, you know, keep your head down and really drive for those results. And then there are times when we can benefit from kind of taking a step back and kind of looking across the organization and saying, maybe somebody somewhere has had a similar challenge, whether it's here or maybe in a previous role. What might I be able to take from them that can help me execute on the results that I'm being held responsible for? So I think to your point, this was really purposeful. And I think it is that message, you know, there's a time and a place for absolute focus. And then there's also a time and a place to kind of step back and see what else I might be able to gather that actually helps me accelerate, but I'm doing it in a little bit different way.
Love it. Well, it sounds like there are some great ways to move forward in this, and that maybe there's a little bit of a recipe to peer learning. So, Carrie, I would love for you to share with us what the ingredients of that recipe are for a successful experience.
Well, the good news is I think it's a fairly simple recipe. It really just requires a couple of things. One, it requires a person who is willing to share his or her experience, expertise, and advice. The second ingredient is a person who's willing to listen to and learn from another person. And it's a commitment of time. And it doesn't have to take a lot of time, but it does take that commitment of time and that commitment to each other. And really, that's all it takes.
I would argue that it takes a really standout facilitator that can help, you know, really make sure that we create the right platform for those conversations, that can ask the right questions. And I know that's part of our secret recipe, right, that we'll be sharing with the Kimball leaders. And so I'm excited just to see the impact and where we can go.
Anybody have anything else as we're getting ready to launch this piece of work and send the Kimball team out there? Is there any last minute big things you want to share, things that you're excited about, goals that you have for it? Any last minute?
Well, I think building on what Audrey was saying, I'm really looking forward to getting to meet the leaders through these conversations. And while my role is to help these conversations be valuable for the groups, every conversation I know that I will take something away with and learn as well. And so it's kind of an extension of what peer learning is all about. So I'm looking forward to getting to know all of you, helping you learn something that can help you get results more quickly. And again, I'm looking forward to taking a couple of things away that can help me as well.
That's great. Thanks, Carrie. We're excited that you're on the journey with us.
Thank you. Very glad to be here.
Absolutely. Well, it really was a fantastic perspective from both of you guys. So Carrie, thank you so much for joining us. And Audrey, always a pleasure. I love when we get to facilitate these moments and really put some great expertise out on the table. So thank you guys both for your time today. And thank you guys for listening and for being a part of Leading the Kimball Way. Until next time.